Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Heartbreak and Other Geographies. Collected writings of Catherine McKittrick gathers more than two decades of work by Catherine McKittrick. A major scholar of Black feminist thought, Black geographies, and interdisciplinary cultural theory. Edited by Brittany Mecke and Camilla Hawthorne. The volume presents McKittrick as a thinker whose work links geography to racial capitalism, colonial histories, gendered violence, cultural production, and imaginative forms of knowledge. Rather than treating space as neutral background, the collection examines how places are made through power, memory, movement, and resistance. Its essays and conversations engage Black diasporic writers, musicians, theorists, and artists, including figures such as Toni Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Didouard Glissant, Paul Gilroy, Nina Simone, and Sylvia Winter. The purpose of the book is both archival and critical. It preserves influential writings while showing how McKittrick reworks academic method through poetics, sound, collaboration, and anti-colonial inquiry. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Black geographies as a challenge to dominant spatial knowledge. A central concern of the collection is McKittrick's approach to Black geographies, a field that examines how Black life is shaped by, and also reshapes, space and place. Her work challenges the assumption that geography is simply a technical description of land, territory, or location. Instead, it shows that dominant spatial knowledge has often been organized through slavery, colonial mapping, property regimes, racial segregation, and the erasure of Black presence. This matters because spatial categories can make violence appear natural or administrative rather than political. By focusing on Black geographies, McKittrick insists that Black communities are not merely displaced, excluded, or contained by oppressive systems. They also generate spatial practices, memories, roots, cultural forms, and intellectual traditions that expose the limits of official maps and archives. The collection, therefore, positions geography as a struggle over what can be known, who is recognized as a subject, and how histories of place are narrated. Its importance lies in making spatial analysis inseparable from Black feminist critique. Secondly, radical placemaking and the politics of Black livingness. The book highlights McKittrick's recurring interest in radical placemaking, a way of thinking about how Black people create worlds under conditions designed to deny belonging, mobility, and futurity. This is not placemaking in a narrow urban planning sense. It refers to social, cultural, and intellectual practices through which Black life asserts relation, memory, pleasure, grief, and possibility. The concept is especially important because McKittrick does not reduce Black geographies to injury or dispossession. She attends to the realities of racial violence while also tracing the creative forms that exceed it. Music, literature, conversation, friendship, poetics, and collective study become ways of understanding place as lived and remade. The emphasis on Black livingness shifts the reader away from frameworks that only catalog death, suffering, or exclusion. It asks how Black cultural production carries geographic knowledge, and how that knowledge can interrupt colonial and racial orders. In this sense, the collection treats place as contested, unfinished, and open to liberatory invention. Thirdly, interdisciplinary method as a form of scholarly worldmaking. One of the distinctive features of McKittrick's work is its refusal to keep disciplines neatly separated. The collection brings together geography, Black studies, gender studies, literary analysis, music, science studies, and cultural theory, but it does more than combine fields. It questions why some methods count as rigorous, while others are dismissed as aesthetic, personal, or speculative. McKittrick often uses rhythm, citation, collaboration, sonic thinking, and poetic arrangement to expand what scholarship can do. This methodological experimentation is not decorative. It is tied to the argument that conventional academic forms can reproduce the same exclusions they claim to analyze, especially when they treat Black life as an object rather than a source of theory. By reworking form, McKittrick models scholarship as a practice of relation and world-making. Readers encounter knowledge as something made through conversation, artistic influence, archival pressure, and political commitment. The result is a volume that is valuable not only for its arguments, but also for its demonstration of how critical writing can be structured otherwise. Fourthly, diasporic cultural figures as theorists of space, sound, and freedom. The collection is notable for treating Black diasporic artists and thinkers as producers of geographic and philosophical knowledge. McKittrick's engagement with figures such as Toni Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Edouard Glissant, Paul Gilroy, Nina Simone, and Sylvia Winter shows that theory does not emerge only from formal academic argument. Novels, songs, performances, and speculative thought can disclose how race, place, memory, and freedom are organized. This approach has concrete consequences for reading culture. Morrison, for example, becomes relevant not simply as a literary figure, but as a thinker of memory, land, and racialized history. Musicians such as Hendrix and Simone help McKittrick explore sound as a way of sensing Black life beyond visual regimes that often objectify or surveil. Oppie, Glissant, Gilroy, and Winter help frame diaspora, relation, modernity, and humanism as spatial and historical problems. The topic matters because it redistributes intellectual authority. The book teaches readers to approach Black cultural production as theory in action, not as evidence appended to theory developed elsewhere. Lastly, Critique of Science. Liberal Modernity and Racial Violence. Another important thread in the collection is McKittrick's critique of scientific method and liberal modernity, especially where they have been entangled with colonialism, racial classification, and anti-Black violence. Her work does not reject knowledge or inquiry. Instead, it asks how certain versions of reason, measurement, objectivity, and progress had been used to define who counts as human, who can be studied, and whose suffering is made legible only through dehumanizing categories. This concern connects McKittrick's scholarship to Sylvia Winter and to broader Black studies debates about the limits of Western humanism. The practical importance of this critique is that it warns against treating harmful systems as neutral because they appear rational or bureaucratic. It also opens space for alternative epistemologies grounded in Black feminist thought, creativity, and collective life. The collection, therefore, offers a careful balance. It exposes how modern knowledge systems can reproduce racial violence, while also asking how study, curiosity, and imaginative method can be redirected toward liberation rather than domination. In conclusion, Heartbreak and Other Geographies is best suited for readers with serious interests in Black studies, feminist theory, critical geography, diaspora studies, cultural studies, and anti-colonial thought. Graduate students, scholars, artists, and advanced undergraduates will likely gain the most from it, especially if they are prepared for dense interdisciplinary writing and experimental method. Its intellectual benefit is that it gives readers a framework for understanding space as a political and imaginative field rather than a neutral container. It also offers practical value for researchers by modeling how to build scholarship from literature, music, archives, theory, collaboration, and lived histories without flattening those materials into conventional evidence. Compared with many academic collections in geography or race studies, the book stands out because it is not only a summary of a field, but a record of a distinctive scholarly practice. McKittrick's work is important for its concepts, but also for its form poetic, sonic, citational, and openly concerned with how knowledge is made. Readers looking for a straightforward introductory textbook may find it demanding. Readers seeking a rigorous account of Black geographies and Black feminist worldmaking will find it a substantial and influential collection. If you would like to support Catherine McKittrick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.